spillway, which we know as locals is a catastrophic event, crash the mountain down, crash the spillway over, and save the dam sort of situation, and starts calling it the alternative, everybody ought to get on the internet. Everybody ought to get on the phone and call them out. The other thing is, what's this bull? Almost said a bad word.
FCC.
Yeah, I almost said a bad word. What's this thing about how many generators are operating under the dam?
Yeah.
Let's be transparent. They've been broke a lot. Yeah. I mean, just recently you might have got five going, but let's be honest. And the river valve, poorly designed, spills 2,000 to 4,000 feet per second when it could do hundreds of thousands. It's 11-foot tall tunnel. That's the kind of transparency we need from DWR. i.e. the water contractors in the state. They need to be totally open with. And then the other thing, I'll just jump on this. Oh, it's not going to go over the emergency spillway. I'm talking to Bruce Alpert. We're getting ready to go to bed. We're doing this touch, you know, contact on the phone. The math doesn't add up. Now, he's a lawyer. I'm a self-employed roofer. And I know that the dam's going to overflow.
Mm-hmm. The inflow and outflow numbers.
Thank you. The math didn't add up. Transparency. Be honest with us. Let people make their own decisions. Let them know what needs to be evacuated, which Corey Honey, the hero he is coming up with three different plans for us. We didn't have that before. I think transparency is being honest, letting people know the risk, and let them make their own decisions and move forward with that total honesty. Go ahead, Jim.
Supervisor Connolly, Bill.
I know you're
my friend. You got the last word.
You're right. Causing me to reevaluate my strict rule against no politicians in the studio. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that. You almost put us into violation with the FCC. I got to bring you back in the future. Right. So that's great. Jim Brobeck, any last words from you?
I'm with Bill Connolly.
All right. Well, listen, thanks to the both of you. I had, Jim, last time you were on the program a few weeks ago, I had many people contact me and say, I got information that I never heard before. And these are water people. So, Jim Brobeck, you always bring a lot to this. And Supervisor Connolly, I really so deeply appreciate having you here today and really speaking from the heart and really fighting the good fight for your community, for your constituents, for Northern California.
I want to put one shout out to all the people that are impacted by the evacuation. My heart's with you. I love you. And anything I can do to help you, let me know.
And you're welcome back at any point. Thank you so much to Supervisor Bill Connolly as well as Jim Brobeck. It's always a pleasure. Always, always a pleasure. This is the end. This brings us to the end of this edition of The Real Issue, made possible by the generous contributions of KZFR supporters and by BCAC.TV, Butte County's public access television station, broadcasting on Comcast Channel 11. BCAC.TV provides locally produced arts, culture, information, and entertainment from the heart of downtown Chico. They're located at 500 Main Street. New to BCAC are daily broadcasts of Democracy Now! Weekdays at 5 p.m. and 11 p.m. Things are changing at Comcast Channel 11. For more information or to get involved, visit BCAC.tv. We will be back next time, next week. And until next time, peace out.
What has happened down here is the wind has changed. Clouds roll in from the north and it starts to rain. Rain real hard to rain for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. River rose all day, the river rose all night. Some people got lost in the flood. Some people got away all right. River has busted clear down Clackamas. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline, Louisiana, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away, Louisiana, Louisiana. They're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away. President Coolidge come down the railroad train with a little fat man with a notepad in his hand. President say, little fat man, you need a shame what the river has done to this poor cracker's land. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away, they're trying to wash us away. Louisiana, Louisiana, they're trying to wash us away, they're trying to wash us away, they're trying to wash us away. They're trying to wash us away.
Thank you. Doesn't Griffiths, mark my word, the soul sister, another night, Fabian Cook, mother and child, starts things off here, friends, Radio Rabbits, FM 90.1, KZ Bar Chico, listener-supported non-commercial community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and truly far, far beyond, currently streaming at www.kzbar.org, and not just celebrating the ladies. But also paying tribute to the ladies in our lives. Radio Radix, let's go. friends, Hortense Ellis, I'm Just a Girl, inspired so many women in her time. I'll tell you what, Studio One, that's the princess, in my estimation, friends. Hortense Ellis, you know Hortense. That's a lineage of reggae music that is unsurpassed. Radio Radix on FM 90.1 KZFR Chico. Listener-supported non-commercial community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and truly far, far beyond, friends. We're currently streaming at www.kzfr.org. Let's go to the ladies.